Hi, and welcome to the first podcast of Flash Game University, flashgameu.com. I'm Gary Rosenzweig, and with me here is William Follett.
Hello.
And we're going to start off by doing a short series of audio podcasts about flashgameu.com, about the book ActionScript 3.0 Game Programming University by me. And
I did the artwork.
And Will did a lot of the illustrations. And we'll start with, I want to do a series here. I want to talk about the website, and then in future episodes talk about the book, give a little background about myself, and also talk about ActionScript 3, and especially as a game development platform. So in this episode, I really just want to talk about the website.
Okay.
For it. It's flashgameu.com.
That's right.
And it's a place for Flash game developers to come and
To learn. I mean, this is a place of learning.
It is an institution. Yes.
Yes.
Let's see. We've got a lot of stuff. There's forums. There's blog and everything. But in addition to being this general community, it also really starts off as a place about the book, which should be out at the end of August.
That's right, and it's full of tutorials.
Yeah.
How to make the games and the concepts behind them.
Right. It's an ActionScript 3 game programming book.
Yeah.
From Q. And it's actually, there's links on the site already to pre-order it. I think August 28th is what Amazon says when they'll have it.
And after that, you can look for it in a store near you. I usually see your books in Barnes & Noble, but that's where I shop for books.
Sure. Yeah, no, I've seen in Barnes & Noble, Borders, independent stores.
Yeah, anywhere.
They're mass distributed through Pearson. Which owns Q.
They're everywhere.
Right.
I imagine you'll get a load of them just for your own bookshelf.
No, they only send you 10.
Only 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you're like, well, 10. But, then all these people, you got to give some to your parents, and then you give some to, and then you'll get one because you drew illustrations.
Oh, will you sign it for me?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
And then I'll sign it for me, too.
Sure. So it's about that. I'm going to talk about in the next episode, talk about the book and go into detail about all the different things, how the chapters work and what's in the book. Exactly.
Okay.
But so there's stuff. So you can find the source files, for instance, for the book, obviously.
Yes.
There's source code files, FLAs and .as files, and they'll be on the website. They already are on the website, actually.
So you can see step by step.
Well, yeah. You don't have to type in all the code yourself.
Oh, you mean copy and paste?
Yeah. No, type. Well, no, you can actually open the files in Flash 9.
Oh, of course.
In Flash CS3. In addition to having that stuff about the book, and also be a section for errata and stuff like that, when there's something I want to point out in a chapter or add to a chapter or correct, because these books get published quite quickly. And
there might be a better way of doing it.
Might be a semicolon when there should be a colon. You never know.
No, just a better way of doing it.
A better way of doing it. So there's that. There's also a blog on the site. So here's what I've got in the past. I've written quite a few books. I'm going to talk about that in episode 3 about the books I've written. But I get a lot of email from people,
probably a lot of questions.
About things in the book. How do I do this? I don't understand this, what you're saying here or whatever. And then in the past, I've answered them just by, responding to that person.
Yeah.
And that's not very Web 2.0.
No,
there's no community
not.
There, right?
Yeah.
It's one-to-one. And then the same person may ask me the same question a year later. And I don't even remember the answer, let alone, I have to rewrite the whole thing and look at it again. But if I actually do it as a blog, so somebody emails me a question, they could do it as a contact form on the site, just click on the Ask Gary thing. And then I can respond on the website. And then
That's
they
right.
can get the answer, and then others can share in the answer as well. Because if two or three people ask me the same question, you can bet that there's another 30 or 40 that maybe don't ask me the question, but are looking for the answer.
They're too shy to ask.
Maybe.
They want to know, but they're...
Maybe.
They don't want to seem stupid by asking, so they'll let someone else.
Or maybe they just don't... Yeah. Sometimes it's like, well, I don't have time to email and get a response. I need to figure this out now.
Sure.
But if you go to the website and it's there's the answer's right there. You've got it. So there's that. There's going to be articles. I'm going to write some new articles, maybe ideas I have for things that didn't quite make the book, or new techniques or things like that.
That's right.
So I'll add those to the site.
New techniques to make better games.
Yeah. Sometimes, there's a fuzzy gray line between blog post and an article. A blog post can grow and grow and be... I already have one up on the website about how to create a button the ActionScript 3 way, and that could almost have been an article. But so there'll be that. There's going to be this podcast, and this podcast is going to actually be more than just audio. It's going to be a video and audio. It's going to these first four episodes, we're going to do our audio, just introducing things about the website, the book, and myself. And then I'm actually going to be putting video tutorials there. So I'll be doing screen captures as I talk you through a technique in ActionScript 3. So this podcast will be a multimedia podcast that will just grow and change in different directions.
Are you using Flash in any way to do this podcast?
No. I mean, the podcast itself, of course, has to be QuickTime. That's how podcasts work. But
not even Flash video?
No, you'll be able to actually view them. We'll be using blip.tv to do it. So you'll be able to view them on the website as Flash video, of course. So there's that. There's also forums. There's a community forum. So if you don't want to ask me a question but want to ask the community a question, you can go ahead to the forums and post it. That could be really useful. Get multiple opinions on different things. Get quick responses because in forums, people tend to respond very quickly.
Meet people. Let people know who you are.
Exactly. So there's already forums there that you can post to. And you could be a part of this community, and you know, which I hope will grow here at flashgameu.com.
A member of the student body.
Yes, member of the student body. Or maybe perhaps if you participate enough, member of the faculty.
That's right.
I don't know. We can drive this metaphor really far.
We could.
You can join one of the student organizations.
And I'm really holding myself back. I can't tell
you. Yeah, I know. Our football team this year is not quite.
That's right.
We're hoping to draft the Flash a good skins. Quarterback. The Flashkins. That's good. So, got that, and I hope everything crossbreeds. Like, I hope that maybe an Ask Gary question turns into a podcast, or a forum post gets featured on the blog, or in an article, and things go back and forth. As the dean of Flash Game University,
dean of the university.
I plan to help to make that happen, to keep adding more and more to the site as time goes by, and everything. So, and... that's really all I want to say about the website. Get things going. Start posting to the forum. Start asking me questions. And our next episode, I'll talk more about the book. So we'll talk to you then.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.